Good morning. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, my name is Ken. Excuse me, Ken Davis. I'm one of your customers.
Hi, how are you, Ken Davis?
I am just fine. We're having trouble. Excuse me, with the fiber, with Arch Top. What I'm seeing is significant latency.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so you're experiencing some latency, so slow speeds?
I'm really sorry, but I have a hearing issue, so sometimes it's. Yes, I am showing latency. Once I'm connected, the speed seems all right, but trying to connect is a problem. When I click on a site, it takes quite a bit of time for it to hit the site.
Oh, okay, so that makes. I understand exactly what you mean. So when you're accessing a site at that point, it may take a little bit longer than it normally does to go ahead and load that website.
Correct.
Okay. And Ken, just so that I can also make sure that I have a good callback number for you, just in the event that we do get disconnected, what is a good phone number for you, please?
360-584-6776.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that, Ken. And also, just for security verification, what is your service address, please?
48 Montrepose, Montrepose Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so very much for that. I'm going to go ahead and take a look into the account real quick, and I will help you with maybe some troubleshooting and see what may be causing that issue.
Okay. I should mention that it is not computer specific because
So it's multiple
both computers
devices.
are having the same problem. And even our cell phone, when we set it to use Wi-Fi to make a call, even that is very slow. And if we try to browse the web on the cell with Wi-Fi active, it takes a long time too. So it's network wide.
Okay. Just a quick question before anything. So I do see that you do have quite a few devices. Do you
Yes.
have any extenders?
No.
Okay, how large is your home?
About 1,500 square feet.
1,500 square feet.
Two stories.
Okay. Yeah,
But I
usually
have to, you
within.
see, the router is right next to me.
Okay.
So and actually what's interesting is upstairs, Wi-Fi is capable of running our TV with Roku. So I don't see a problem there.
Okay. And I do apologize if you hear a few moments of silence. I'm just looking to see if I find anything abnormal. Okay.
What's also interesting, just to add some more to you, is my specific workstation is connected to a switch which is connected to the router. So I don't use Wi-Fi.
What is
And I
the
still
name
have
of
the
that
phone.
device, please?
Say that again?
What is the name of the device?
The switch or the router?
No, so it's the switch. The whichever one is hardwired.
Okay, so you're looking for the name of this switch.
Correct.
Okay, hang in there a second and let me get to it. It's a Netgear switch.
Okay.
So it's a reputable company. It's not one of these Chinese.
Oh, no, of course. No worries. No, I'm just seeing that you do have a lot of devices connected to the router all at once. And I'm wondering if maybe having an extender might actually help that.
Okay.
Because essentially the way that a network works is with both Wi-Fi and also hardwired connections, it's kind of like a highway. So the bandwidth is like a highway. And if you have one lane with 40 cars, it might back up some of that traffic and cause that latency. If you have, say, three lanes and have those 40 cars, it's going to go a lot smoother and faster. So I'm wondering if maybe having so many devices might actually be what that root issue there is.
It's possible. Those many, many devices are generally smart plugs or Echo Dots. So they are a lot of devices where seniors and the ability to do things from our chair is advantageous to our
age. Of course. I'm the same way. I have like 20 devices connected to my network, but not all of them are on at the same time. So like I have my Xbox is usually off when I'm not using it. So those, like, for example, my Google Home Hub, I have that connected on all the time in my kitchen. I keep a very small selection of which devices I'm using at the same time so that it prevents it from, you know, creating that general traffic. So I'm thinking that that might be what it is. And I mean, there's no issues with having many devices. It's just at that point having, you know, the ability of not overloading the bandwidth, so to speak.
Totally understand. So how do I get an extender?
Okay, so what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to go ahead and order one for you.
Okay.
And you said that your home is how large, 1,500 square feet? Okay. Yeah, it is generally recommended anywhere between 12 to 1500 that you get one or two extenders. They are $7.99 a month. So it's $7.99 a month included, like added to your bill, and that would include everything.
Okay. Now, so the question I have for you is the extender is, I assume, connected via Wi-Fi?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
so you would place it...
Yeah.
But it's not so much that it's connected via Wi-Fi, is that it connects directly to a wireless connection to the router to kind of extend that wireless capability.
I see. So it really doesn't matter where it's located. It just has to connect to the router, and it allows for another lane of highway.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Totally understand.
Yeah, it would definitely help with so many devices having a different kind of connection that it's not thinking, okay, I've got to spread all of this evenly. So yeah, that would definitely assist with having wherever you experience slower speeds, that's where you're going to want to put the extender. Maybe one device is on the other side of the house and it's not connecting as well as the rest of the home. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So at that point, I mean, I do see that everything is normal. It does show as like some poor Wi-Fi coverage. I mean, that's kind of expected, especially if you have devices that come onto the network. And then when you leave your home, for example, with your cell phone, for example, that might cause that. But I mean, for the most part, everything's looking good. Did you want to try restarting the router maybe first?
I've tried that.
Okay, so you have tried rebooting the router.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I think at this point the extender might also help with that. Because if you have, like, say, your living room, and we'll say that the router is in the living room, I'm not sure where it is in your home, but say it's in the living room and that's where your modem router is, and you have the kitchen, which is on the other side of the house, and you're not experiencing great speeds from there or having connectivity issues, at that point, that may be a cause for that. And having an extender, you'll be able to use the HomePass app to go ahead and place that where you need it to go.
Right.
And it'll tell you.
The vast majority of our devices are all on the first floor.
Okay.
So I'm gonna place the extender right next to the router.
Okay. Yeah. If they're all on the first floor, I mean, how wide is that first floor, would you say?
I'm sorry, how wide is the one? I didn't hear that.
The first floor, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's, I couldn't tell you.
No worries.
Let's just split the 1500 in half.
Okay, yeah, so 750. And yeah. I mean, if the router is more to one side of the house, that could also cause for latency, even on the first floor, if you have devices on the opposite side of the house.
Okay.
So right, well, that might also be a good idea. And you'll be able to use the HomePass app just to kind of figure out where you will get the best connection for that extender.
Okay.
Now let me go ahead and get this settled for you. Okay. And do you mind if I place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold? That way you're not experiencing
not
too much silence here. I do appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and get that scheduled out for you. I'll come back and we'll confirm everything, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Just bear with me just for a couple of minutes and I'll be right back.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Kent.